From Little Rock Public Radio News, good morning. I'm Maggie Ryan. The University of Arkansas has rescinded its job offer to a candidate for the dean of the university's law school amid pressure from Republican officials. Emily Suskey was named to the position last week after a two-year search and was expected to start on July 1st. A statement on the U of A's website said the offer to Suskey was rescinded after, quote, key external stakeholders gave feedback on the pick. Democratic State Representative Nicole Clowney claimed on social media that Suskey's offer was revoked after multiple state lawmakers threatened to reduce funding for the school in the upcoming fiscal legislative session. The Arkansas Advocate reports Republican State Senate President Bart Hester and Attorney General Tim Griffin were among the officials opposed to Suskey's hiring. Suskey signed on as a friend of the court in a lawsuit challenging laws about transgender athletes in sports. She's currently a professor and associate dean at the University of South Carolina's Rice School of Law. Arkansas National Guard members currently deployed to Washington, D.C. will remain in the nation's capital for an additional 90 days. Governor Sarah Sanders is extending the deployment 3 months beyond the initial February end date. Just over 100 Arkansas National Guard members deployed to the city in November. Arkansas is one of 10 states to send National Guard personnel to Washington in response to President Trump's declaration of a, quote, crime emergency in the city last summer. State lawmakers heard testimony from Department of Human Services officials on Thursday. DHS officials told members of the Administrative Rules Subcommittee they missed a January 1st deadline to implement some laws passed in 2025 because of conflicts with federal Medicaid rules. The department is requesting a reporting exemption for those laws. DHS Secretary Janet Mann said one of the laws would have raised the reimbursement cap for Medicaid recipients with chronic pain.
So the first act in our letter is 567, which is the Diagnostic Lab Services Annual Cap Charge for Chronic Pain and Pain Management. CMS has indicated that due to a comparability section of the federal statute, we cannot implement as passed. We're trying to work through with them on different options that will still fit, but we just don't know what that looks like yet.
Right now, Medicaid will only reimburse $500 for lab work. Act 567 aimed to increase that to $1,800 for people with chronic pain. The comparability clause prohibits reimbursement rate changes that only apply to specific groups. Republican State Senator Jonathan Disming said he was concerned that approving the request would open up future laws to scrutiny.
I get there may be problems that CMS may say no, and maybe there's things we don't understand, but if we're not even going to attempt, then I think it's going to be an issue for future issue, you know, future policy issues that we may have that we're requesting or demanding that, you know, that y'all take a particular action.
Lawmakers approved DHS's exemption request on a voice vote. An Arkansas city has settled a two-year lawsuit regarding a controversial local ordinance. In 2024, the Rosebud City Council passed an ordinance limiting signature gathering on public property. Petitioning is a right protected in the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The ordinance was passed days before a public festival where the advocacy group 4AR Kids was hoping to collect signatures. They quickly enlisted the help of the ACLU of Arkansas to sue the city. Hours before the festival started, federal judge Christine Baker granted a restraining order against Rosebud, allowing the group to collect signatures at the event. The city settled the lawsuit on Thursday with an almost $4,000 legal bill. They also agreed to let the ACLU know 30 days in advance if they ever attempt to pass a canvassing ordinance. And a state law about foreign land ownership was debated in court on Wednesday. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments on Act 174, passed by state lawmakers 2 years ago. It bars, quote, prohibited foreign party-controlled businesses from owning land in Arkansas. The list is the same as a list of countries the U.S. doesn't sell weapons to. Jimmy Chen is an American citizen born in China who immigrated as a child. Chen owns Jones Eagle LLC, which runs a crypto mine in southeast Arkansas. Chen's lawyers said the law overreaches state power, mimicking federal laws about foreign policy. Lawyers for the state say the legislature has the right to regulate land ownership in Arkansas. According to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, it's unclear when a decision will come. The Arkansas Department of Health is reporting more flu deaths this season, bringing the total deaths for the 2025-2026 season up to 21. The health department says 10 people died from influenza-like illnesses last week. The state also reported 527 confirmed flu cases in the first full week of 2026. Arkansas's level of flu activity is moderate, according to the latest report. 16 artists from across Arkansas will be honored in an upcoming award ceremony. The Arkansas Arts Council is celebrating 40 years of its Individual Artist Fellowship Awards program. Artists from across the state will receive a $5,000 grant as part of this year's class of inductees. Brazier Watts, interim director of the Arkansas Arts Council, says the program seeks to give artists exposure, helping them make connections to advance their careers.
Because we really want young people to get an understanding and to see that the arts can be a viable career choice for them. And we want them to meet artists who have made this a viable career choice and may be able to share their experience with younger people of how that happened for them. How have they been successful?
This year's categories include dance, poetry, public arts, and multisensory works. Artists will be honored at a ceremony at the Mosaic Templars Cultural Center in downtown Little Rock on February 5th. More information is online at arkansasheritage.com. And I'm Maggie Ryan. You're listening to Little Rock Public Radio News.